Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. Starting this Monday off with a little bit of wet weather. That's always
just a tad.
That's always a way to start it off the wrong way. But anyway, Austin is all over. About 4 minutes from now, he will be stepping in with the forecast for tonight. And also, he'll reach out and look at a five-day forecast for us. But today, Austin, I want to remind everybody, 4:35 this afternoon, we'll have the National Weather Service from Mobile on with us. And what we're going to be discussing is the National Hurricane Center watching a stalled front over the Gulf that is expected to bring tropical downpours to Central Florida. We're going to ask them all about that, about where it's going to really the projection goes. And we'll kind of dispel a lot of myths this afternoon. People think, oh, it's coming in. We'll let you know what's really going on. 4:35 this afternoon, the National Weather Service joining us on News Radio 92.3. But first, let's go ahead and jump in and find out what the three important things you really should know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Now, I did that a long way around, didn't I? Okay, first story this afternoon. Santa Rosa County revenues continue to pace downward with a majority of all line item revenue generators delivering less this year than it did last year. County officials report this fiscal year, money managers should potentially be forced to borrow from reserve funds to balance the county's approximately $120 million general fund budget.
And the National Hurricane Center is watching a stalled front over the Gulf that is expected to bring tropical downpours to Central Florida in a few days. NHC forecasters say the pattern is unsettled because of the area of low pressure that has stalled over the northeastern Gulf. NHC giving it a low chance of development, about 20% in the next 7 days.
And we'll get the latest information on that 4:35 this afternoon on News Radio 92.3. Here's your third story, by the way. A new Florida law taking effect tomorrow mandates all high school student athletes take an electrocardiogram, or EKG, before they can compete on school sports teams. The Second Chance Act is the first of its kind. Florida, by the way, is the first and only state to require high school student athletes to get at least one EKG in their high school sports career.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Hey, we got time for a couple D's. A 42-year-old woman has died after an accident while riding a moped on Lakeview Avenue. Pensacola police say the woman was hit by a vehicle near East Street and pinned underneath. Investigators still looking into the circumstances of the crash.
Yeah, I got that text last night in the middle of the night. It was really concerning because at that time they didn't know the status, but unfortunately that person did pass away. One of those things we're following for you on News Radio 92.3. More than 100 new Florida laws go into effect at midnight tonight. Natalie Rodriguez on some of the big ones.
Among the most talked about, the Sunshine State becoming the second state in the country after Utah to prohibit fluoride in public water systems. There'll be increased penalties for aggravated animal cruelty and a public online database of convicted animal abusers through Dexter's Law, while Trooper's Law makes it a felony to restrain or abandon a dog during natural disasters or evacuations. And another new law bars projects like golf courses, pickleball courts, or hotels from being built inside state parks. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
4:15, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here. Of course, it's kind of rainy, so please be careful on the roads wherever you may be. Not seeing too much that's standing out. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Those are all normal spots that give us trouble. As for your weather, 76 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Going to have some pretty high chances of rainfall throughout this evening, and they will bleed into your Tuesday, where the high will be 86 with a low of 74. Now it's time for your history of the Blue Angels.
The 1967 season of the Blue Angels began with winter training at El Centro Naval Air Station in the Imperial Valley Desert of Southern California. This was the first year for winter training at El Centro, and they've conducted winter training there ever since. One reason for Navy flight training over the desert is the sharp contrast between the blue sky and the brown sand. When training over water, as they used to do in Key West, Florida, the difference between the blue sky and the blue water is much less obvious, which makes vertigo more likely. The El Centro base also provides the Blues with a vast, relatively air traffic free zone for practicing their delicate maneuvers. The 1967 season was a year for long distance travel for the Blue Angels as they performed 65 flight demonstrations throughout Europe, North Africa, the Middle East, and Canada, plus Alaska and many other U.S. states. Americans in every state had a chance to see the Blue Angels in 1968 when the team went on a whirlwind tour of the United States, performing air shows in all 50 states. In October of the same year, Lieutenant Mary Russell reported to the Blue Angels as public information officer, becoming the first female to be assigned to the Navy flight demonstration team. The November 17, 1968 performance at NAS El Centro was not only the final show of the season, it was the final show in the F-11 Tigers II. After 22 years of flying Grumman-built aircraft and 11 of those in the Tiger, the Blue Angels were switching to the McDonnell Douglas F-4 Phantom fighter jet, which was serving the Navy so well in Vietnam. Because of the tremendous power of those Mach 2 F-4s, supersonic speeds were easily attained, even without intending to, as happened at an air show in Canada on August 6, 1969. The Blue Angels were performing in Kelowna, British Columbia, when, due to high terrain, it was necessary for one of the pilots to deviate from his normal flight path to rejoin the others in formation. He got slightly behind in his timing, and in order to catch up, lit his afterburners for just a second or two. But this caused his plane to break the sound barrier, and the resulting sonic boom shook the city and shattered most of the windows in an 8-block area downtown. I'll be back with more after this.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Blue Angels must be strong, healthy, and fit. So why was there a fat Blue Angel added in 1970? Find out in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
If you wanna run cool, if you wanna run cool.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
421 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryant and Austin Price with you. Monday afternoon, there has been another incident of debris being thrown off like an overpass. At moving vehicles. This is the latest case. This happened in Okaloosa County on Beale Parkway in Fort Walton Beach. A girl reportedly had a rock thrown at her vehicle from that overpass.
She saw him pick something up and then look right at her and throw it right at her windshield. And she said her thoughts were, I know he's not about to throw something at my car. Like, is he really going to throw something at my car? And sure enough, he threw it at her car.
Well, the girl's mother says she's urging people to be aware of their surroundings as they drive, and rightly so.
My goodness, what is wrong with people? All right, and Governor Ron DeSantis signing the state's $115 billion budget, calling it a win for fiscal responsibility, spoke at a news conference earlier today in the villages in Sumter County, and he highlighted that the new budget is smaller than last year's. The governor added that signing the budget underscores the fact that Florida is the best fiscally managed state in the U.S.
Okay, a father and daughter are safe following a rescue at sea. Another case of someone falling off a cruise liner.
Ooh.
This time it was coming into, I think they were coming into the Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale. We'll check it out. Here's Eben Brown.
What should have been a luxurious vacation aboard the Disney Dream cruise ship turned into a harrowing ordeal for one family as their young daughter fell overboard, prompting the girl's father to dive in after her. The unidentified girl fell from deck 4 of the cruise ship as it sailed back to Port Everglades in Florida from the Bahamas. Others on board recorded the ordeal and posted their video online just as Disney's crew used a rescue boat to recover the pair. It's not known how the young child was able to get over the safety rail. The pair were treading water for about 20 minutes. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
I will tell you this. I did a little bit of research into this, and it turns out that that father had actually set the girl on the railing. And you're gonna hear more about it, but I just thought I'd share that with you because I just found out the further facts, what we were talking about here. But it appears the father set that little girl on the railing and she fell off.
My goodness, what a nightmare.
And they have these plexiglass things, segments or sections that prevent people from doing that, but he went around it.
Anywho,
He's lucky his daughter is alive.
Yeah. And Bay Scallop season opens tomorrow along Florida's Gulf Coast. Recreational harvesters can collect up to 2 gallons of whole scallops or 1 pint of meat per person daily, with vessel limits also in place. Scallops must be harvested by hand or dip net, and a Florida saltwater fishing license is required unless exempt. The season runs through September 24th.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
President Trump continues to criticize Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell as the central bank leaves the benchmark interest rate unchanged. Despite the president's call to lower it, here's Caroline Leavitt with an explanation.
I would remind the Fed chair, and I would remind the entire world, that this is a president who was a businessman first, and he knows what he is doing. He has a proven economic formula that worked in his first term as president, and it is working again.
Okay, 424. Moving right along here. News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks ending the month and quarter higher, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record highs on trade optimism after Canada scrapped its digital tax on U.S. firms. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett said that the U.S. will resume trade talks with its northern neighbor. Shares of the country's biggest banks, like J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Wells Fargo, among others, rose after the results of the Fed's annual stress test indicated that the largest U.S. lenders were well-positioned to withstand a severe economic downturn. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Apple, and Visa. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Amazon, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 275 points. The NASDAQ up 96. S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Well, visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Still got some backups on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton. And got some on Navarre Parkway. That's going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot outside of those two is probably going to have to be I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. But all of those problems give us issues this time every afternoon. As for the weather, 76 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow and the next several days going to have some decent rainfall chances. It'll dissipate probably around Thursday, but highs are going to be sitting at around anywhere from 86 to 90 degrees.
Okay, 426 News Radio 92.3. We're less than 10 minutes away from the National Weather Service in Mobile, giving us a pretty darn good explanation on what the weather is going to be like and that low pressure moving across the Gulf towards Central Florida. But
right.
That'll be coming up in less than 10 minutes. Trade negotiations with Canada will resume immediately. This is according to the National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett, after that country backed off from digital services tax. If you remember, Canada was going to lay those taxes on us.
Yeah.
And they blew those back. Edward Lawrence has more of the details.
President Trump called that tax a blatant and a direct attack on this country.
We'll look at how a country treats us. Are they good? Are they not so good?
So on Canada, a White House spokesperson telling me President Trump has once again leveraged the power of the American economy, the best and biggest in the world, to deliver a victory for American industries and workers. Canadian foreign minister saying that both Prime Minister Carney and President Donald Trump agreed to come to a more comprehensive trade agreement by July 21st. A further hint that maybe the July 9th reciprocal tariff snapback might not be set in stone for everyone.
In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams says his political rival supports Hamas. Adams says Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani has shown his support for Hamas, and Jewish voters should take note of it. In an interview on NBC News' Meet the Press, Mamdani refused to condemn the globalized, the Antifada slogan, saying it's not the role of the mayor to police speech.
President Trump traveling to Florida tomorrow for the opening of the new migrant detention center. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Dubbed the Alligator Alcatraz, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump will visit the 5,000-bed detention center in the Florida Everglades.
There is only one road leading in, and there is the only way out is a one-way flight. It is isolated and surrounded by dangerous wildlife and unforgiving terrain.
Levitt calls the facility an efficient and low-cost way to carry out the largest mass deportation program in U.S. history. Environmental groups are opposed and filed a lawsuit arguing the detention site will disrupt and threaten the Everglades ecosystem. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Harvard says it strongly disagrees with the Trump administration's claims that it violated federal civil rights law. The Joint Task Force to Combat Antisemitism sent a letter to Harvard saying it found the school in violent violation of the Civil Rights Act. ABC News reports a Harvard letter in response says the school has taken significant strides to combat bigotry, hate, and bias.
Travel is expected to hit a record high during the upcoming holiday weekend. My Madison Scarpino is in Atlanta this afternoon with the latest.
The 4th of July is on Friday, but we are expecting both the roads and the skies to be very busy. More than 60 million people will drive somewhere to the holiday, according to AAA. That's the highest volume on record. And TSA is preparing to screen more than 18 million travelers. Nationwide, delays and cancellations, not too bad, but a whole different story over the last few days. Severe thunderstorms Friday, forcing a complete evacuation of the air traffic control tower here in Atlanta, this causing massive delays and cancellations nationwide that lasted for days.
And President Trump will host Israel's prime minister at the White House next Monday. The White House confirmed Benjamin Netanyahu's planned visit earlier today. The meeting comes as Trump tries to negotiate a ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel, both sides accusing each other of stalling progress on a deal.
Well, happy World Social Media Day. Did you know it was Social Media Day today?
I did not.
There you go. By the way, the day was founded by tech media company Mashable back in 2010.
Okay.
To recognize the fast-growing power of technology. CJ Papa explains for us.
It's a monster. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, plus influencers, and now doom scrolling. The act of compulsively and excessively consuming negative news, mostly through social media and online media sources.
This summer, kids naturally will have more of an opportunity to have uninterrupted screen time, and parents will naturally be looking for ways to unplug their kids and allow them to have that summer experience that they did growing up.
Texas Policy Foundation tech analyst Grayson Gee talking to Fox.
Screen time is appropriately limited as the parent sees fit. And then also use the tools that are built into the platforms like Snapchat and Instagram and otherwise to limit that screen time. Get your kid outside.
CJ Papa, Fox News.
Okay, traffic delays could be potentially on the way as DFDOT is going to engage in a $7.2 million resurfacing project. This is on the 110 freeway, the 10 freeway, and onto Highway 98, so be aware of that. Coming up in about 5 minutes, weather on News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Graham. The Trump administration is urging congressional lawmakers to pass the president's so-called Big Beautiful Budget Bill.
The projected growth that this bill will bring to our economy, it will be an economic boom.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt, the Senate voting on proposed amendments to the legislation today ahead of the president's July 4th deadline for passage. Democrats united against the measure, citing Medicaid cuts and other concerns. A Colorado woman has died after an earlier Molotov cocktail attack targeting pro-Israeli demonstrators. administrators. Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
The Boulder County District Attorney's Office revealing 82-year-old Karen Diamond died as a result of the severe injuries she suffered during the June 1st attack. Diamond is the first death connected to the attack.
Mohammed Solomon is facing dozens of charges, which now include first-degree murder. America is listening to Fox News.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Ildi Hossman. I'm a volunteer with the Pensacola Chamber. Tune in today at 10:30 to hear all about the 4th of July celebration happening downtown with our guest Anna Loches, president of the Pensacola Young Professionals, and Brent Lane from Cat Country 98.7. Hear all about the activities and the spectacular fireworks show synchronized on Cat Country 98.7. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola. They say it can't be
won the way the game is run. It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. You wind up playing anyway. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Santa Rosa County revenues continue to pace downward, with a majority of all line item revenue generators delivering less this year than last year. County officials report this fiscal year, money managers could potentially be forced to borrow from reserve funds to balance the county's approximately $120 million general fund budget.
Okay, and the second story that we are watching this afternoon kind of fits in real nicely with my next guest, Jack Cohen from the National Weather Service in Mobile. We'll be joining him in less than 5 minutes. The National Hurricane Center is watching a stalled front over the Gulf that is expected to bring tropical downpours to central Florida in just a couple of days. NHC forecasters saying the pattern is unsettled because of the area of low pressure that has stalled over the northeastern Gulf. NHC has given this system a low chance of development, about 20% in the next 7 days. And as I said, coming up, Jack Cohen from the National Weather Service in Mobile with a full kind of definition on what's going on out there.
And your third of the top three stories here very quickly. A new Florida law taking effect tomorrow mandates all high school student athletes take an electrocardiogram, or EKG, before they can compete on school sports teams. The Second Chance Act is the first of its kind. Florida is the first and only state to require high school student athletes to get at least one EKG in their high school sports career.
435 News Radio 92.3. By the end of this week and into the weekend, an area of low pressure could develop from a remnant frontal boundary near the southeastern Atlantic coast or Gulf Coast, and getting a better definition of what all this means. Jack Cohen joining me this afternoon from the National Weather Service in Mobile. Jack, what does it all mean and what do we need to know?
Any development would be late this weekend, early next week. It's going to be slow if it actually occurs, so it's really just something to watch. Anytime you get a front into the Gulf this time of year that stalls out, it's always something to watch.
I'm noticing, I'm looking at the National Hurricane Center eye of concern there, the eye there in terms of where they're in. Of course, we can never depend on the exact place of where any storm will fall if you're monitoring right. that eye. But I'm looking here, and it looks like it's come to really stay south of the Pensacola coastline heading through the weekend. But we really don't know that as of yet because it's, as you mentioned, stalling. Is that correct?
Right. The frontal boundary is going to stall out middle this week, and then some models, it goes back and forth on a weak low developing somewhere over the Florida Peninsula along that boundary. But, you know, that's still, you know, 5-6 days away, so it's very uncertain. It may not even develop.
Absolutely, and I like your yeah. I like your terminology that it may not even develop. We're always looking for those kind words. But right. will we get rain from this system?
It's possible if the remnants, you know, move back to the west, it could increase rain chances again early next week. We'll get a couple dry days the end of this week, finally dry out a little bit, heat up. Then we could get a little higher rain chances by Sunday or Monday of next week.
Do you start ramping up on your forecast as we get systems like this out in the Gulf? I mean, do they become more frequent for us to work with?
It depends on, you know, you start out with this outlook phase. I mean, 20%, that's about as low as the outlook goes.
Right.
And then, you know, if anything higher than that, we start, you know, ramping up day by day. But right now, you know, the chances are so low and it's so far out that, you know, we're really not concerned about it at this point.
Jack Cohen, I like your ability to kind of smooth things over for us in this sea of uncertainty this afternoon. Hey, listen, have yourself a great afternoon. I appreciate your time today.
No problem. You too.
Okay, Jack Cohen from the National Weather Service in Mobile. You heard it, folks. He's not really feeling confident that it's going to really develop into something. We'll go with that for right now. But like he says, we have 5 days or so to watch this for you. Just keep it on News Radio 92.3. We will have the latest in weather developments for you.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
3 strikeouts in the inning, 5 of the first 6. And Tarek Skubal now has 6 strikeouts in his first 7 hitters.
What a Sunday night baseball game for Detroit Tigers starting pitcher Tarek Skubal on ESPN.
He's got another strikeout for Tarek the Great here tonight. 7 in the game and 6 in a row. Tarek Skubal, 8 strikeouts. In 3 innings, he's got a dozen strikeouts. So he's after his 13th strikeout. And there it is, called strike 3.
On ESPN, Tarek Skubal, the American League Cy Young Award winner last season, last night became the first Tigers pitcher in 95 years to win a 10th straight decision. Skubal allowed only 1 hit through 7 innings against the Twins, finished with 13 strikeouts. The Tigers, who were tied with the reigning World Series champion Dodgers for the best record of the major leagues, scored a 3-0 win over the Athletics. Skubal, the first Tigers pitcher since 1930 to win 10 straight decisions. Over his last 15 starts, Skubal has a record of 10-0 with a 1.74 earned run average. Golf, Rocket Classic in Detroit not decided until the 5th playoff hole. 20-year-old Aldrich Potgieter scored his first PGA Tour victory with an 18-foot birdie putt. Soccer, Inter Miami out of the Club World Cup. Shut out Sunday by Paris Saint-Germain 4-0. No more teams from Major League Soccer left in the Club World Cup. Quarterfinals of the Gold Cup, the United States men's national team scored a 4-3 win in a shootout over Costa Rica. Next, the U.S. will play Guatemala Wednesday. WNBA Angel Reese became the first player in league history with 15 or more rebounds in 4 straight games. Reese had 16 rebounds to go with 24 points Sunday in the Chicago Sky's 92-85 win over the Los Angeles Sparks. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Fax.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
You know, we'd like to thank Jack Cohen again from the National Weather Service in Mobile for spending a few minutes with us on News Radio 92.3, kind of straightening things out. While we're talking about weather, I did some research. Yeah, Wimbledon's coming up again, and doggone it, it appears weather is again impacting that tournament. Jared Max explains for us.
For the second year in a row, the Wimbledon Championships opened with Mother Nature playing a factor. 1 year ago, heavy rains delayed the first round from a 2-day affair to 4 days. Monday morning at Wimbledon, the issue with the weather, warm temperatures. While it is not as hot at Wimbledon as it is for the Australian Open in January or the U.S. Open in late August, as Sally Bolton, the chief executive officer at the All England Club, said, "For us Brits here at the Championships, it feels very hot."
Shortly before play began Monday, the temperature was 82 degrees Fahrenheit at Wimbledon. The real feel forecast to reach 92 and even warmer Tuesday. Sally Bolton said, "I'll spend the whole day going from one shady spot to another." Temperatures are expected to become more seasonal at Wimbledon Wednesday. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, here's what you need to know about a nationwide recall of a popular lunch meat. Okay, moms, listen up on this one. CJ Papa has more.
There's no bologna about the Class 3 recall of about 144,000 pounds of ready-to-eat bologna. Sold under a variety of names and labels, it's being removed from store shelves around the nation. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service said Geyser European-style provisions, Inc. is recalling the bologna products due to misbranding. The agency said the products contain undeclared meat or poultry source materials. The items were distributed nationwide to wholesale and retail locations. The ready-to-eat bologna items were produced this year between March 20th and June 20th and should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase, stated the agency. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And researchers at the Mayo Clinic have developed an AI tool that helps identify brain activity patterns tied to 9 types of dementia. The tool, known as State Viewer, helped researchers find a dementia type in 88% of cases using a single scan. The AI tool also helped clinicians interpret scans twice as fast with 3 times more accuracy. Researchers trained and tested the AI on over 3,600 scans, including images from patients with dementia and people with cognitive impairment.
Okay, sad story to pass along to you this afternoon as we get ready to celebrate American independence on the 4th of July. New poll out today finds American pride on the decline. Chris Foster has more.
Less than 3 in 5. 58% of Americans say they're very or extremely proud to be an American. In a new Gallup poll, 92% of Republicans, 36% of Democrats. The widest split in the poll's history going back to January 2001. Independence national pride is at 53%. That's an all-time low. Pride goes down as respondents get younger. 4 in 10 in Generation Z, people 28 and younger, 6 in 10 millennials, aged 29 to 44, and at least 7 in 10 for older generations. Chris Foster, Fox News.
All right, and the FDA requiring 2 common COVID-19 vaccines to update their warning labels. New information on 2 rare heart side effects, inflammation of the heart muscle and inflammation of the thin sacs surrounding the heart, will need to be included on them. The updated warnings will now feature information on how the conditions have been seen most commonly among boys aged 12 and older and young men as old as 24.
Okay, Austin, let's rack 6669 up here. Mm-hmm. The Department of Justice saying they've conducted the largest coordinated healthcare fraud takedown in history. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
The head of the Department of Justice's criminal division, Matthew Galeotti, says many of the crimes were committed by sophisticated transnational organizations, including one group operating out of Russia.
That strategically bought dozens of medical supply companies in the United States and submitted more than $10 billion in fraudulent health care claims to Medicare.
Dr. Mehmet Oz is the director of the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services.
CMS is probably the largest target of all, responsible for about $1.7 trillion of disbursements. So it's a big target on our side.
More than 320 people face charges, including nearly 100 doctors, nurses, and other medically licensed professionals. They're accused of stealing more than $14 billion. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
This is News Radio 92.3, and we now know the cause of death of Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson. Michelle Polino has the report.
The cause of death of Beach Boys icon Brian Wilson has been revealed. According to a death certificate obtained by TMZ, Wilson died from respiratory arrest, a condition where the heart continues to beat, but the lungs stop functioning, cutting off oxygen to the body. The document also lists sepsis and inflammation of the bladder as contributing factors, along with a neurodegenerative disorder and chronic kidney disease. Wilson, who was 82 years old, co-founded the Beach Boys and led the group through a revolution in pop music. His songwriting ranged from sunny anthems like Surfin' USA and California Girls to the deeply introspective In My Room and God Only Knows. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, she should be talking about Pet Sounds if she really wants to get in depth about Brian Wilson. Can't go without saying that one. 445 on News Radio, 92.3 Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together. Okay, what is happening today?
I'll let you know. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, Chris, once again, we just have a few problems. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have our issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. This congestion has actually greatly increased. It's backing you up past Windhaven Beach right now. now, so be on the lookout for that. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather on a local scale, 76 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Got these rainfall chances lingering over the course of the next few days. Highs are going to be 86 for tomorrow, but they're going to ramp up to 90 degrees for your Wednesday.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3, July 4th travel heating up this week. Fox Weather's Robert Ray. He's over New Orleans this afternoon.
Over 72 million people will hit the roadways and the air in the coming days leading up to Independence Day Friday. Now, if you're going to hit the roadways, you got to get ready for a lot of snarling traffic. Over 62 million folks will go over 50 miles. And if you're going to an airport, well, over 5 million people are expected to fly. And there are storms out there. The southeast expected to have a lot of rain and thunderstorms all over from Atlanta to Miami, all the way across into New Orleans. So regardless of where you're headed this 4th of July week, be safe and get ready. And as we say, pack your patience. In New Orleans, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining 275 points, the S&P 500 added 31, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by nearly 100. The White House will likely ask for more countries to drop their digital services tax as part of ongoing trade talks, according to a senior Trump administration official. The move follows Canada rescinding its DST over the weekend. The remark from one of President Trump's top advisors came the day after Canada walked back its DST in order to advance broader trade negotiations with the U.S. Moderna today saying its experimental mRNA-based flu vaccine produced a stronger immune response than a currently available shot. The news clears a path forward for the product and the company's separate combination flu and COVID jab. U.S. crude oil futures for August are down slightly below $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, if you're looking for the fitting room, it's no longer down the aisle. It's in your smartphone. Eben Brown has the report.
Google Shopping has a feature allowing you to upload a photo of yourself for it to create an image of you wearing the clothing you were considering buying from a website. Now Google announces Doppel, an app that will go a little further. Any outfit you find, even in the real world, Doppel can generate for you to virtually try on. Google's blog describes certain scenarios, such as finding an outfit at a thrift store or even one a friend happens to be wearing. Take a photo, upload it to Doppel, and then see how it looks on you, not just in a still photo, but in an AI-generated video of yourself. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Justice Department is appealing a federal judge's ruling to block President Trump's executive order against the law firm Perkins Coie. It could become an appeals court first chance to weigh punitive orders against law firms targeted by Trump. The Trump administration has argued that it's within the president's discretion to decide whom to trust with the nation's secrets. However, a U.S. district judge deemed the order unlawful in May.
Well, Tesla shutting down production of Model Y cars and Cybertrucks over in Austin this week. Investors aren't pretty, they're not happy campers about this move. Jessica Rosenthal has that story.
The temporary production shutdown in Texas is for maintenance, and that's actually pretty standard across the auto industry. But in Tesla's case, when this was announced last week, the stock dropped. Analysts said there were other things going on with Tesla, like disappointing first quarter results, chief among them, but also a lack of detail, apparently, about the type of maintenance being done here. Separately, Tesla's had a rough start with the fully autonomous Model Y robotaxi rollout in Austin. There have been some issues. One video shows a robotaxi driving into a lane for opposing traffic for several seconds. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And NASA's live programming will begin streaming on Netflix this summer. According to a news release, viewers can watch rocket launches, spacewalks, and views of Earth from space on Netflix as part of NASA's efforts to reach a global audience. NASA did not disclose financial details of the deal. However, the agency has noted that the content will remain free and ad-free on the NASA app and website, where it already has live programs.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Indictments are unsealed against Georgia workers that allegedly worked within U.S. companies to divert money to North Korea. Here's Gerdell Scott.
The charges are against people from China, North Korea, Taiwan, and one American who are said to have taken remote IT jobs using fake identities to steal money and other intellectual property. In Georgia, U.S. Attorney Theodore Hertzberg said four people were operating there.
North Korea dispatches operatives around the world to obtain remote IT jobs to generate revenue for the North Korean regime.
In Massachusetts, the lone American involved was arrested for stealing U.S. military technology. Companies are being warned to carefully check credentials of remote IT workers to avoid these thefts. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
451 News Radio 92.3. I just want to, kind of post a view out here over your left shoulder. And I see the roads are pretty pretty wet out there. There's still a lot of standing water out there. So if you're kind of maneuvering the roadways this afternoon, be extra careful. Watch your braking distance. Austin up in about 3 or 4 minutes with the latest forecast for today. And then, again, he'll dive into that five-day forecast for you. Well, things are back to normal after a cyber attack at a major food distributor. Jenny Casola has the report.
United Natural Foods says its systems are back up after it was hacked earlier this month. It supplies Whole Foods and many other grocers. The attack was detected June 5th. The company based in Providence, Rhode Island, says in a regulatory filing that the costs of its investigation and for restoring operations will impact its earnings. The hacking cut into sales over several days, and some store shelves were empty as Whole Foods and other customers were not able to place orders through their systems. Also, truck drivers and warehouse employees were working shorter shifts or were told to stay home. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
452 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll take one last quick break, but when we return, we'll be back with one final check at the roads and weather for you this hour, and also some pop culture notes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9:30. On the Pensacola Expert Panel, Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Up, Pensacola. Whew.
Intense.
There's some screaming there. Austin Price has a look at your weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic
crank it up.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Aleve. Traffic and body pain can slow you down, but don't let the pain stop you. With just one pill, Aleve provides up to 12 hours of pain relief so you can keep moving. Use as directed. Again, that is Aleve. All righty, let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that we wouldn't normally expect. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach and heading towards Highway 87. Those are easily our two worst looking spots right now. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Going to have these steady rainfall chances bleed into your Tuesday and Wednesday. They'll start to dissipate on your Thursday. Over the course of the next several days, though, at the same time, we're going to see the highs creep up. Tomorrow's high is going to be around 86, but once Thursday rolls around, we're going to have highs sitting at around 93, 94 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Hey, listen, I saw some B-roll on this, so I had to share the story with you this afternoon. Fans of the movie Grease got a thrill when one of the film's stars showed up at a screening. It was John Travolta with hair. It was amazing.
Whoa.
He looked good. Tanya J. Powers has more.
John Travolta thrilled Grease fans by reviving his Danny Zuko character this weekend at a Hollywood Bowl sing-along of the movie. In a video he posted on Instagram, he swaggered on stage with his leather jacket and jeans and joined some of his fellow Grease castmates, including Michael Tucci, Didi Khan, Kelly Ward, and Barry Pearl, making a couple of movie references before getting some crowd participation.
Are you guys ready to do Up and Move It Together?
Yeah.
On three, one, two.
Travolta said no one knew about his surprise, not even the cast. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And 3 years after slapping Chris Rock on the Oscars stage, Will Smith still has some things to say. The actor and rapper was recently featured on the UK radio show Fire in the Booth, delivering a freestyle rap throwing jabs at the incident in 2022. His bars call out people disrespecting others on stage. Smith has talked about the slap incident in other contexts, rapping about his chances of getting nominated for another Oscar in his song, You Looking For Me?
4:57, News Radio 92.3. Yes, I am. Wimbledon getting, I thought I'd share this one with you. Wimbledon gets underway today, of course. Many female stars facing an additional opponent. Online abuse.
Ooh.
Not nice. Jonathan Savage has more from London.
With London ready for a two-week festival of tennis, homegrown star Katie Bolter has revealed the kind of online hate she has to deal with. Go to hell. Are you mentally ill? I hope you get cancer. The British number two has even received death threats.
I've reported many, and I think probably at the very start of my career, I did that more. I think there's just too many to do that, and when I do that, it means I have to read them all.
Tennis authorities say abusive female players online is growing. Bolter tells us many of the messages come from gamblers who lost money on her matches. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
I believe that, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I believe
unbelievable. It. I do believe it, and it's sad. Well, F1 leaves its competition in the dust at the weekend box office.
I see what you did there.
Thank you. Kathleen Maloney has the details.
F1 takes first place in its opening weekend, raking in more than $55 million in the U.S. and Canada, $144 million globally.
When was the last time you won a race?
Sunday, Daytona.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Formula One.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then same as you.
It marks the biggest opening ever for Apple Original Films and a record start for actor Brad Pitt. Universal's How to Train Your Dragon falls to second place with $19.4 million. Disney's Elio falls to third, bringing home $10.7 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Okay, I just need to kind of set it up for you. There is a some good news to share. Social Security checks will arrive on a normal schedule this month. However, some recipients might be getting less money. That's the bad side. In July, SSA will take more money from people who have received too much in the past. If the SSA overpaid beneficiary due to incorrectly calculating the benefits. So it was a big mess up. But anyway, somebody's going to come in the short end, and it's probably somebody benefiting from the money from SSA.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.